Midas. But the Pikadon, but in the case where I come and say, give me back my Pikadon I gave you, and you have the Pikadon on hand, and you say you don't have it, or you swear, you're Kaifer, in such a case, Postoliatus, there you become Postoliatus. So we see such a difference, that if you don't have the money on hand, and you're Kaifer, then we say you're just stalling for time, that's not called a Choshet. But if you have the chepetz on hand and you don't return it, then you call the choshet. So therefore, so far, we still do not have a kasha on Rav Sheshis, and we talk a paskin like Rav Sheshis, that HaKofer Bepikodin is Nas Olov Gazlin. And he's Chayim Yachra B'yonsin right away. Alright, we'll stop here. Yes, as well enough, Kuf Bova Meral. So far again, we had Rav Sheshis as Chiddush before. Rav Sheshis said the Chiddush was that HaKofer Bepikodin Nasol of Gazlin. V'chaye B'yonsin, he made a Chiddush of somebody's Kofer Bepikodin even without a Shvua. If I come and say, give me back the object that I gave to you to watch, to hold for me, and your Kofer say, you don't have it, you never gave it to me, and then we found out that you really have it, you're called a Gazlin. That was Rav Sheshis' Chiddush. Now the Gemara says, Ivom, the top line, Ivom Ilfa says, that Shavua koina. If you make a Shavua, then you're koina. Then it becomes yours. So Gemara says, Shavua he de kanya. Avu kfir aloi le kanya. Like the Havim Minim, we're talking about a pikodin. That if you kofer bepikodin, it doesn't become yours for a chi of gazlin. You don't have a chi of oinsen yet. Only if you swear false, then do you have a shame gazlin on it. But with the kfir alone, not. So it's not like Rav Sheshis. Rashi says, Kosak what I thought to have a meaning here was Leschai Vyonsin Mishosha Nishpa Leshek Kamar. At the time when you swore false that you did not take the object to watch, when you swear, then you become a gazlin. That's called Kanya. But before you swear false, if you just deny it, you do not become a gazlin. So it's not like Rav Sheshis. Gemara says no. I'll tell you Hochinami Dikaima Biagam. Tak is true. But we're talking about again over here the pikodin, the shor, the bala, the shomer does not have it in his house. It's out in the fields. So therefore, when he's kofer and says, I don't have it, he doesn't really mean to be a gazlin. He just means to push you off. So in such a case, you're only a gazlin when you swear false. Rav Sheshis before was talking about where the pikodin is in your house. There the kfir alone makes you for gazlin. But over here again, the answer to the kaima biagam, where the object, the shor, is out in the fields, therefore you do not become a gazlin with your kfira, because kol ishtemutikom ishtam is just stalling for time, only if you swear false. The boy is saying, another Torah says like this, you know what ilfa means when he says the lashon of shvua kaina? The boy is saying, my shvua kaina, what does ilfa mean? Kid rafuna, like rafuna. The yoma rafuna marav, rafuna said over the name of Rav, that if somebody says, mona li biyotcha, I go over to you and say, listen, you have $100 of mine. I lent you $100. Mona li biyotcha, my $100 is in your hand. V'haloi oimer, he answers back and says, ein lecha biyodai, I have nothing of yours. Like he's kaifa bakol. V'nishpa, and he even swears to you. He swears that he does not owe you a penny. Now, v'yacha kach bo edim, and then later edim come and say, yes, you owe me $100 that I lent you the money, they're edis. That I lent you the money, the lacher is potter. Rav Huna Maras is a tremendous chiddush that even though Edom are here now to say that you owe me the $100, you are potter from paying me the money. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, v'lokach bolov v'lo yishalim. That means the owner takes a shvua, is going on, and you don't have to pay. So he dashins kivan shekiblu habaylim shvua. Once the owner accepted a shvua from the leiva. Again, the malva goes to the leiva and says, I lent you $100, give it back to me. And the leiva swore and says, no, I do not owe it to you. Right away, shuv ein mishali mamin. Then the leiva does not have to pay money. That's ilfa's loshnav, shvua kaina. As soon as you swear that you do not owe the money, and the bailam took the shvua, accepted the shvua, that's all the owner could receive now. The shvua and not money. He has no right to get money. Rashi says, "V'ikul meima de v'shvua ifta le mitashlumin." When you swear, that frees you from paying. Kidechsev v'lo yishalim. That's where Rav Huna Marav dashins. V'lo kach bolav v'lo yishalim. Once the owner took your shvua, you are free from paying, even if we have edim later that you owe the money. So Meister, we don't pass like this. That's what Rav Huna Marav wanted to say. Mara says Gufa. Oh, on top, what did we just learn? That all Rav Huna Marav, that he says this tremendous chiddush of Mona li biyotcha. The Malva goes over to the life and says, listen, you have $100 of mine. V'alo yoyim, and he answers back and says, ein lecha biyadi klum, I have nothing of yours. You never gave me the money. V'nishba, and the life swears that he never took the money. Then ubo edim, and then edim come and say, yes, you did take the money, potter. Still the laver is potter from paying the money back to the malva. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, v'lokach bolo v'lo yishalem. The owner takes a shvua, that's all. When he takes a shvua, he doesn't get money anymore. Kivon shekiblu bailam shvua. Once the owner took the shvua from the laver, ishuvein mishal memamen, then the laver does not have to pay back any money. That's the way he dashes the pasuk. Now, Omar Rava, Rava said, mistavra milsa de Rav, when does it make sense? What Rav says, the milva only by a loan. If the question is, I loan you money, and you said, no, I never gave you the money. The loitzor nitna. Because money is loitzor, like even if I gave you the money, you spent the money. What you have to pay me back now is new money. So new money, we say, once you swear that you don't owe me the money, that frees you from paying back any other money. Avo pikodin. But let's say it's an object involved. That I said, listen, I gave you my watch to hold for me. Give it back to me. And you say, no, you never gave me the watch. And you swore, and later Adam come and say, you're holding his watch. So in such a case, Prishus said to Morikoi, that this watch, at all times, still belongs to the owner. So how is it possible to say that this Ganev-like should be able to keep it? Even though you swore that you never took it, but the Hasvar is that since wherever the watch is, it belongs to the owner, so of course you have to give it back to the owner. How could it be that you're potter from giving it back to the owner? How are you kind of this? That's what Rava wanted to say. But the Gemara says back, well, the Kim, like Lashon of Shvua, like I tell you, it's not that way. Well, the Kim, but really the truth is, Omar Rav, Rav said the Svara, filu b'pikodin, even by a pikodin, even if I come over to you and say, give me back this pikodin that I gave you to watch, and you said you never gave it to me and you swore to it, later I can never get it back from you. Why? The chiksiv kroa, when this pasuk that says v'lokach bolav lo yishalem b'pikodin ksiv, the pasuk itself is talking about it by pikodin. Rashi says gabi shrei mesacha. The pasuk is talking about a shrei mesacha. A shrei mesacha is the pikodin that I gave you something to watch. You're a shrei, I paid you for it, and I want it back. So if you swear to me that you never took it, you don't have it, and then later we find out you have it, still Rav holds your potter, you're free from paying it back. A tremendous chiddush. Yosef, Rav Nachum, Nachum was sitting down, Okoma lo shmaita. He said over this halacha, Eisvei Ravacha bar Minyumi le Rav Nachman. So Ravacha bar Minyumi asked the kasha to Rav Nachman. Now Rav Nachman was saying over Rav's halacha. So they asked him on it. He says, halacha, Heichim piktoini. If I go over to you and say, listen, where's the pikodin that I gave you to watch? Yeah, where is it? Omalei, so the shomer answered back and says, Ovad, it was lost. And the time he was a shomer chinam, so he's potter. Mashbiachani, so the shomer says, I'll swear, or the omer says, swear to me that it was lost. The yomer omen, and the shomer swears that it was lost. And now we aidim midim oisoi, shochloi, and aidim later come and say to us, no, it was not lost, but rather, the shomer ate it, he shechted the animal and ate it. Halacha is Meshalem as a Karen. He asked to pay Karen. So you see, even though he swore that he did not have it, that it was lost, still when Edom come, we make him pay the money. So the Kash and Rav. Hoyde miyatzmai, let's say later the Shomer admits it himself, that he stole, he took it himself, that he swore false. Halacha is Meshalem, Karen, v'chaymish v'yoshem. Then he has to pay a regular Karen and a chaymish and an oshem. So I call upon him, you see, even though he swore first, later with Edom, you have to pay still. So Malay Rav Nachman answered back, Hocha b'vay askin, you know what it's talking about over here? That this won't be a kash on Rav, because kegoin, the nishba chutz lebezdin. Here we're talking about you swore outside Bezdin. Outside Bezdin, that's not called a good shvua, therefore it doesn't free you from paying the money. Omalei, he said back to him, Hehochi, if that's what we're talking about, that the shvua was done outside Bezdin, Eima Seifa, so what does the Seifa say? The Seifa says, when the owner comes and says, Heicha pikdoni, where's the pikdoni that I gave you? Oh my loy nignav, he says it was stolen from me. So mashbiachani, so the owner says, let me swear to me that it was stolen from you. The yomer amen, and the shomer chinim says yes. V'yedim midinoysay shegonvu, and then Edim come and tell us that the shomer himself stole it, he himself took it. Halacha is mishan tashlum kefil. He has to pay kefil. The Edim now tell us he made the geneva, therefore he has to pay kefil. Hoydim yatzma. Let's say the shomer admits himself that he swore false. Halacha is mishalom keren v'chemish v'yoshim. He has to pay a keren v'chemish v'yoshim. Now, what type of a shvua was made here? That if you want to tell me, chutzla bezdin, that the shvua again was made outside bezdin, if so, miyika kefil. If the shvua was done outside bezdin, so he doesn't become a ganef. So why should he have to pay kefil then? Why when the shomer comes, when the edim come, do we make him pay a kefil? The kefil is only if you swore in bezdin, like in bezdin, if you swear false to become a ganef. But outside Bezdin, you don't become a ganef. Amalek answered back like this. Yechon, if you want to, lishnu lechol, I can answer like this. Reisha chutz leBezdin. The first part of the price is talking about where the shvua was done outside Bezdin. That's why you have to pay money. The sefer that says you have to pay kefil leBezdin. That's what I could have answered you. But mi yushnu dechikol lishnu lechol. It's no good to answer such a dochuk. To answer such an answer to say there's a chil between the reisha and the sefer. But rather, I'll tell you true edivid leBezdin. Both are talking about true that the Shema swore in Bezdin. If so, Chakash and Rav, here it says, even though he swore first and it was potter when he swore, but later when Edom come, we say he has to pay. Well, like Kasha, can't the Kofats, can't the Shle Kofats? Depends if the Shema himself jumped and made the Shvua by himself. So Rashi says, can't the Kofats? But Reshid the Tony Mishalim, the Reshid says he has to pay the money. Kesha Kofats Zevi Yeshvia. That the Shema jumped by himself and swore. Kozim shechayfu bezdin. Before bezdin was mechayv him to swear. And then taka, that shvua does not free you. But v'chikom rav, when does rav say that if you swear first, you don't have to pay money later? Beloy kofats. When you did not jump to swear yourself, but rather v'hadayonim ishbiyuhu, that the bezdin forced you to swear. Then we say, k'ni yaisa shvua. Such a shvua, when the bezdin makes you swear, that frees you. You like kanya, it belongs to you now, the money. The krua, because the posik, b'shvuas hadayonim tziv. So therefore, that's the teretz over here. That when did Rav say the locha when you swear through bezdin? But if you kofas, you jump to swear yourself, then taki you have to pay the money. So Gemara asks, oh, malei romi b'achom l'Rav Nachman. So Rav HaFos had Rav Nachman, michti. The Rav lo yisru l'cho. Like Rav Nachman asked the kash to Rav Nachman, you yourself, mashmi, you don't hold like Rav. Because we don't pass him like Rav. If so, mashkuni nafshecho ad Rav lomlecho. Why do you make yourself a mashkin? In other words, why are you taking the achrayas there to answer the questions? We have questions on Rav. Why are you sticking your neck out like to try and answer it? If you hold like Rav, okay. But you yourself also don't hold like Rav. Since so, this lashnov, like mashkuni nafshecho. Why are you making yourself into a mashkin? You're taking the achrayas obligation upon yourself to answer Rav. Lomaloch. Omalei. So Rav Nachman answered back, lefrushe lederav. I want to answer Rav. That's all. The Rav, in other words, that's not a kasha. Even though I don't hold like Rav, but like Rav Dash and the Pasuk like, I still want to answer Rav. The Rav hachachim mataras olam asisin. I'm only saying that Rav will answer the Mishnah this way. That's all I mean to answer. This is the way Rav will answer the Mishnah. For the Gemara, but for Rav krokomer, like how could you say not like Rav? How could you say we pass them out like Rav? I Rav Dash is the Pasuk. What do we do with the Pasuk? I'm going to tell you like this. Kro, the pasuk is talking about something else altogether. Kro lechol anishvoyim shema toiro. The pasuk is teaching us the yisoid of nishvua midiraisa. When do you have to swear midiraisa? The klal is nishvoyim v'loy mishalmim. Always the one, the nitva, the one we want to take the money away from, he swears to free himself. Like if you're a moedib amiksas, when you admit you owe half the money, then the question is, will we make you pay the rest of the money or not? So you have to swear to free yourself. Midiraisa, it's always called nishboyim v'lo yishalim hu diyosa. V'lo kach bola v'lo yishalim. That means, mi sh'olav l'shalim hu nishba. The one that's supposed to pay when the owner says to the shomer, you owe me money. I want you to pay me, so you know I have to swear here. The shomer has to swear. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. But it's not come to tell us a tremendous chiddush like Rav says, that when the shomer swears, once he swears, he doesn't have to pay anymore. That we don't hold from. Even though you swear, if later we find out through Edim that you really have the pikadon, avad, you'll have to pay it back. you really took the loan, you have the money, avad, you have to pay back the money. Most of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked a question like this. It says, Heshbiya, another kasha to Rav. It says, Heshbiya Olav, Chamisha Pomim, if the owner made the Shema swear 5 times. Bein Bifnei Bezdin, or Bein Shalei Bifnei Bezdin, whether it was done in Bezdin, or whether it was done outside Bezdin, the Kofar Olav, and the Shema denied it 5 times, like he swore false 5 times, that he does not have the money, he never took the money, he doesn't have the Bikodin. He's chayev to pay back for every one of them. Like later, if he admits it, he's chayev to pay a keren chaymish v'yoshem on every one of them. Rashi says chaymish v'yoshem. The Yom Rav Shimon says, my tam, what's the reason? How come you have to pay a separate chaymish and oshem for 5 times? Hoyu v'yochol la'achzor al-hoydus. Because since in between each time, you could have been made yourself to admit that you owe it. Rashi says, v'nimsa de'vekulon kaifa mamon. At all times, you're being kai for money. Since in between you could have admitted that you owe the money, then you would have to pay the money. So if you swear a second time that you do not owe the money, you're being kai for the money. Now, v'hocha here, kofat le'motas amrit. You can't say we're talking about where the person jumped to swear by himself, because heshbi olav katani. It says clearly that the owner made him swear 5 times. Mashma clearly, Bezdin made him swear. Also, chutz le'bezdin le'motzei yamrit, you can't say the cases where he's swearing now outside Bezdin, because it says both cases, bein b'fnei, bein shalei b'fnei, but it says b'fnei Bezdin katani. And still it says that later you have to pay the money. So we see clearly, even though the shomer swore, still later when he admits, he has to pay money. So you see, not like Rav. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, who meisav lo v'mafarek lo. He asked the question, and he himself answered it. That litzdadim katani, this Bryce talks about different angles, different stardom, different sides to the picture. It's like this. Heshbiya olav chutz le'bezdin. Either where he swore outside Bezdin, where they made him swear, or else the Bezdin kofatz. Or else the case where he swore in Bezdin means where he jumped himself to swear. That's why he has to pay the money here. Now these are the two terutzim. That Rav agrees when he swears outside Bezdin, or even inside Bezdin, if he jumped to swear by himself, before the Bezdin asked him to swear, that's not a good shavua. That shavua does not free you from paying later. But in the case where Bezdin, inside Bezdin, they forced you, they asked you to swear, and you swear, and then Rav holds, you're potter from paying the money. That's where Rav dashes the posig, v'lo kach bola v'lo yishalim. Most of Rav asked another question against Rav. It says, balabai yishet toin tainas gana pepikodin, ha-balabos that was that toin. Tainas ganef epikodin, in other words, he had a pikodin, and he tined it back to the owner, that it was stolen from him, v'nishpa, and he swore to it, that the shomer epikodin swore that it was stolen from him, for hoida, and then he admits that he has it, or bo edim, and edim also come, so it depends. Imachloi bo edim hoida, if the shomer admitted that he swore false before edim came, then mishalim kerem v'chemish v'yoshim, he has to pay a regular kerem v'chemish v'yoshim. Like a regular shvur shekel that you made. But v'yimisha bo edim hoida. Let's say edim first came to say, you can't say it was stolen from you. You yourself have it. The halacha is mishalom tashlumi kefil. You have to pay kefil. Because we owe the toyin tainas ganif has a look like a ganif. So you, the shomer, become a ganif on it. You have to pay kefil. And also v'yoshem. The fact later you admit that you swore false, you have to bring a korban oshem also. Now here, for hocha chutz le'bezdin, the kopas le'motzei yamrit. Here you can't say the person jumped to make the shvu himself or was outside Bezdin. Because kefil k'toni says clearly that you have to pay kefil. That's only when you swear in Bezdin. And when Bezdin makes you swear, and late edim come that we say, toyin tainas ganef, has luck like a ganef, you have to pay kefil. And it says clearly that when the edim come, you have to pay kefil. So it's a clear price here, not like Rav. So my answer is, Elo, my Rav answers, I'll tell you, kol hoida, whenever the person that swore himself admits that he swore false, loishino toyin tainas avad, for loishino toyin tainas ganif, avad you have to pay. Then Rav agrees, even though first you swore, that shvua does not free you from paying. Because, loyoma Rav, then Rav never said his aloha. Doksiv is vada, because Rav agrees, the Pasuk says, that if you swear false, and then you admit to it, the boy shlumi keren v'chemish, Avad the Rav agrees to the Torah. The Torah says if you make a Shavua Sheker and then you admit that you have to pay the Keren B'chemish. So therefore Rav only says when you do not admit you swore false. You swore first to say it was stolen from you or you never had the Pekodin. And you still hold to your words. Just later two Edom come and say we know you have it but you're still denying it. In such a case, that's where Rav says, the Pasuk says, you're potter from paying back. But Enechnami, if you admit now, even though you admit to the Edim, that you really have it, or you really stole it, or you took the Halvor, then Avad the Rav agrees that you have to pay back. Therefore, this Bryce is not a kasha to Rav. Ki koma, where does Rav say, to go in Shetoyin, Tainis Avad, Venishpa, V'loi Hoida, where the Shoymer, Tainis, it was never, it was lost from him. And he swears about it. And he doesn't admit it. Or Boedim and Edim come and say, no, you have it. That's the case that Rav says, Yipota. So that's Rav's Chiddush. So Rav says now, Ozo Rav Gamda came, the Omele Shmaita came with the Rav Ashi. Said all this halacha, Rav's halacha in front of Rav Ashi. Omele said this, Hashta, Uma Rav Hamnuna, Madach Rav Hamnuna himself, which was Talmidei the Rav. He was a Talmud of Rav. V'yoda the Omer Rav. And he knew that Rav says, Hoido, he knew that Rav says that well, when the person himself admits that he swore false, he has to pay, Hoido, and still he has the kasha from Hoido. In other words, he meant to say like, the whore Rav does not agree by Hoido, because Rav Hamnuna the Talmud knows what his Rebbe Rav held. So if Rav really held like that, how come he asked the question? V'yato matan, you want to answer me, Hoida loy, I'm a Rav, that Rav didn't say by Hoida, like who are you to say that? If Rav Hamnuna, the Talmud himself doesn't say like that, how could you say like that? Omalei Rav Acha Sav the Rav Ashi, Rav Hamnuna, Ochasikashile, no, that is true, that Rav Tak admits that when the person that swore false admits himself, is made himself, Havad he has to pay the money. So what was Rav Hamnuna's kashal together? For Rav Hamnuna, Ochasikashile, this is what was bothering Rav Hamnuna.